So we've come to our last class in this mini course here at Christian Leaders Network, and it's about ministry training. It's about being the leader God has called you to be. And as we finish this class, we're going to circle back around to just a parting encouragement, and that is to be physical attention, hugs and visitations, and God be with you till we meet again, warmth. Acts 20, verse 36 through 38. And when he had said this, he knelt down with all of them. Notice that kneeling in that prayer. They all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. Look at that physical touch. What grieved them most was this statement that they would never see his face again, that sight. There's proximity. And they walked with him to the ship. You know, this is a strange day in many cultures right now where people are wearing masks often. If you see this still close to the pandemic, you'll see that. And you'll see people going through difficult paths where they don't want to touch or hug. And then if you have this teaching and then somebody takes it wrong and then they cross wrong boundaries, it's as if Satan himself has sort of just made everybody in their own little lonely worlds and separated from each other. In marriages, husbands are not giving physical attention to their wives, and wives not physical attention to their husbands. And yet, as Christians, to be appropriate is to be physical. That, you know, flesh and blood, Jesus' flesh and blood was given for us. To treat other women as sisters, but still, you know, have that appropriate hug that's not creepy or advancing. To give eye contact that's warmth. You know, there's something physical about eye contact. In the People class, we talk all about eye contact. Things like sticky eye contact, so that people understand that you regard them, that their existence matters. You know, this is a mini class, mini course, so it's difficult to get into all the deep ways that some of all these principles can be understood. But it really is about love. How do you encourage someone? You love them. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. To love is to encourage. To develop these encouragement skills to lift others up means that they are higher than you. Love keeps no records of wrong. Love delights in the good. It really is about the word minister. To be great is to be the least. So as we've gone through this entire class, this mini course, there were many challenging points in this course. But it's all about positive change. And I come to you to say that I don't have it all together. That we are in this together. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us to become encouragers. These 9 encouragements are from the Scripture. But it is about our heart. It is about our behaviors, our actions. It's about an effort blessed by the Holy Spirit. To lift others up. To become an encourager. To love is a very powerful witness for the gospel. Throughout history, there are stories upon stories of the encouragers like Barnabas and like Paul, and in the early church like Gaius, who when he's mentioned, he's talked about how he opened his home in hospitality and the people of the church saw that. So what's going to be your legacy of lifting others up? Ministry training is many, many things. But at its core, it's still ministry. is still saying, Lord, use me. I'm called to serve you. And may you be glorified as I learn how to lift, build others up in the wonderful faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for taking this little mini course. And maybe you want to take some more formal training, maybe some more mini courses as they are coming available. We ask that you share with some of your friends that are in ministry or that are interested in ministry. May God bless you on your path as you lift others up.